The Quinn. Serious 8, the Big 80s.
If he gets up, we'll all get up.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Maybe you can hire the 18.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
We found her.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The Quinn presents.
Gods of the Big 80s.
From Malibu, California, welcome to Martha Quinn Presents. Happy birthday, MTV. Another August 1st is come and gone. MTV has had another anniversary, so we're honoring the occasion with a radio recreation of MTV's first historic hour. The first video of that first hour would blast into the consciousness of a new generation and declare itself the visual and sonic anthem of a revolution. Now, to put this all in perspective, there was a band put together in 1979 by Jeff Downs, Trevor Horn, and Bruce Woolley. They called themselves The Buggles. They recorded a little song called Video Killed the Radio Star, did the obligatory promotional clip, and the song got to number one in England. Great! Mission accomplished. Not end of story. I have on the phone keyboard player extraordinaire, original member of the Buggles, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jeff Downs.
Woo!
Jeff, thank you so much for joining me on Martha Quinn Presents Happy Birthday MTV.
Well, yeah, what is it, 27 now?
27 years. But wow. Were you kind of surprised when you heard that Video Killed the Radio Star had launched MTV and in doing so became the signature song of the video revolution?
To be honest, I think that obviously the single had been released a couple of years before, and particularly as the song had not been a hit in America, we didn't really think that there was a great deal of significance to it. But it was only as time developed and it started to become as big as it did that, you know, it took on a whole new meaning at that point, and then I was, you know, very happy to be been associated with it.
Did you even call them videos at that point?
We called them videos, but we had videotape recordings then, VTR, which is one of the lyrics in the song. You know,
yes, put the blame.
Yeah, put the blame on VTR, because at that point, VCR was only really just starting to come through. So
what was that like for you when the video took on a life of its own and you all became unwittingly historical figures in the history of both music and television?
Well, I think, you know, we've become a question on Trivial Pursuit. It's kind of a real honor in many ways that that was something that was bestowed on us, because I think we never thought realistically how successful something like that was going to be.
What goes through your mind when you stumble on Video Killed the Radio Star? Maybe you hear it on the radio or catch it on TV. What goes through your mind?
It still gives me real chills when I hear those opening bars. You know, it was something that really worked very hard to make that song as watertight as we could. And when I hear it now or see a shot of the video, you know, you go in a Hard Rock Cafe or something like that and the video will be on there, it's kind of chilling in many ways. And just happy, and I'm sure you were, to have been there at the front end, knowing that what happened after has really changed the whole perception of music and visuals and everything. You know, I still get asked to play it at dinner parties and things like that.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you.